In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we celebrate the Feast of Corpus Christi. Corpus Christi, the Feast of the Holy Body of Christ. It is one of the most magnificent and beautiful feasts of the Church, but it is not the most ancient. Dating only back to 1164, when Pope Urban IV instituted this feast for the Universal Church and commissioned the famous theologian Thomas Aquinas to edit and compose the liturgy for the offices. But like so many beautiful things, like so many powerful movements, like so many holy traditions, the inspiration for this feast harkens back to a time before fame and privilege and power. It harkens back to a very humble life of an obscure Augustinian nun by the name of Juliana of Liège. Juliana was born in 1192 in Belgium and bereft of her parents at the age of 5. She and her sister were raised in a nearby Augustinian convent just outside the town of Liège, where she would eventually take the veil and for a time take leadership. But the life of Juliana, the body of Juliana, the ministry of Juliana seemingly had one purpose in this world, and that was to champion the feast of Corpus Christi. And for Juliana, it began with a reoccurring vision as a very young woman. And at first, this vision caused her great distress and disturbance because she did not know whether it was from God or not. And the vision was this: of a great and brilliant shining moon. And yet, always in the vision, in the sphere of the moon, there was a brief, there was a block, there was a dot. And for years, she would not know the meaning of this. And she kept the vision in secret. But eventually, she believed that the Holy Spirit revealed to her the meaning of the vision. And the vision was this: that God was saying to Juliana, the brilliance, the light of the moon represented all the beautiful feasts and celebrations of the Church throughout the days of the year. But there was one that was missing. There was the absence. God desired a feast of Corpus Christi when there could be unabashed joy and celebration for the gift of the Eucharist, the greatest miracle that Jesus ever performed, his very presence given for when the bathing of the Holy Spirit would come upon the common elements of bread and wine, the two or three gathered, his very miracle of presence. So Juliana pondered this, and she knew well, like we do, that we have Maundy Thursday, the anniversary of the institution of the Lord's Supper. But rightly, understandably, naturally, falling in Holy Week on the eve of Good Friday with the ceremony of the washing of feet, the joy proper to the gift of Eucharist is depressed on that day. And it was God saying to Juliana that this is another day to complement Holy Thursday, when the joyous aspect of Holy Thursday could be celebrated. Juliana kept her confidant close and very conservative and careful about who she confided in, her confessor, another mystic. Eventually, the Archdeacon of Liège, James Montalion, took warm interest in Juliana. And indeed, for a time in Liège, for short times on a local level, there was a celebration of Corpus Christi. But it wasn't until 6 years after Juliana's death, when Urban IV instituted it for the Universal Church. And who was Urban IV? But the former Archdeacon of Liège, James Montalion. He became Pope Urban IV, and he remembered the faith of Juliana. He remembered her love. He remembered her spirit. He remembered her vision. And in the last months of his life, he instituted the Feast of Corpus Christi. And that feast has been a blessing for the Church and for the human heart from that time until this very moment. Again, the miracle of Eucharist, the greatest miracle of our Lord. Indeed, we celebrate Christmas every year with the miracle of God coming to us in Jesus some 2,000 years ago. We celebrate the miracle of the resurrection, God's love overcoming the sting of death itself some 2,000 years ago. We celebrate the miracle of the ascension, Jesus raising with high wounds in his body to sit at the right hand of God before the mercy seat of God some 2,000 years ago. of the Holy Eucharist. We celebrate as a miracle that happens each and every time we celebrate. It happens now. Another mystic, a bit more famous than Giuliana, who lived some 300 years after Giuliana, the Carmelite mystic Teresa of Avila, had this to say about the miracle, the gift of Holy Eucharist. She said, "So many people say to me, if only I had known Jesus, if only I had heard his voice, if only I could have touched the hem of his garment, if only I could have seen his face." If he says to that, Jesus, do we not have that? Do we not have that in the Eucharist? We do. And that is what we celebrate and we honor today. And indeed, we have taken the last months of our Christian lives a fast from the greatest miracle. Yes, we are here spiritually and we are able to view it and there's blessing in that, but we have been forced through this pandemic to have a fast in the physical receiving, partaking of the Holy Communion, the Eucharist. But may something good come out of that fast. And that is this, that when we return, just a few short weeks to this parish, yes, indeed, the liturgy will be different, but we will return at least to the physical receiving of the Eucharist. And through this fast, may we come back with a renewed love, a renewed commitment, that we will take the sacrament worthily. And when we feel that our souls have grown apathetic or numb to its joy, to its meaning, may we remember doing our heavenly end. And never again allow our hearts to go cold in the receiving of the sacrament. The sacrament truly is God's presence for us today. And what is today but a very difficult time in our world? With the death of George Floyd, what is a wave of awareness has come upon us. A wave of conversation. A wave of the view of so many differences, one with another, that we share. And we need, as Christians, the presence of Jesus with us, to know what to do, to know how to stand, in love and speak with courage. And so our Eucharist and our religion can't just be over here, while the way we live is over here. The Eucharist has to be where we live. And if we believe in the presence of Christ in the Eucharist, may it change the way we live and speak and love. And when we do grow cold or apathetic or casual in the thinking of what Eucharist is, let us close our eyes and think of Giuliana of Liège. Think of her vision. Think of that moon. And allow that vision to do for us what it did for her, to nerve our arms and to give us a renewed joy in the greatest gift that has ever been given to us as Christians, the gift of the Holy Eucharist. Blessings to you on the feast of Corpus Christi. Amen.